Meanwhile, we got a big game, big Lions game on Monday.
Speaking of football.
Yeah.
Lord down the field.
Thank you, Lloyd. The Lions and Ravens. What do we think is going to happen here? On the road, this is a tough game. Lomas Brown now joins us, color analyst for Detroit Lions Radio Network, and our pal here at WJR. How are you, Lomas?
Lo.
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're good.
What good, do you think good. Here? I mean, that was a big win. Put a lot of points up on those Chicago Bears. Now you head to Baltimore.
Yeah, different animal. Totally different animal we're getting ready to face. As we know, the last time we were in Baltimore, it wasn't very good. I mean, down by 28 going in, you know, in the second quarter. And, you know, when that happens, you just scrap all your game plan that you come into the game with. The key for me is we have to start fast. We have to start fast. So, you know, normally during the kickoff or the coin toss, if we win it, we defer. I would love to see us take the ball if we win the coin toss, get our offense out there, and let's see if we could get things rolling early and try to put early pressure on Baltimore.
Yeah, because we gotta try to stop Lamar Jackson. I mean, what can the Lions defense do to contain him without, you know, giving up those big plays?
Yeah, and Lloyd, not just him, now Derrick Henry.
Derrick, that's right. Absolutely.
We played him. Yeah,
right.
Derrick wasn't there. So, you know, it's going to be important for our rushers, Aiden Hutchinson, Al-Qadim Muhammad, and, you know, we don't know about Davenport, but those guys, when they rush Lamar, it just can't be a wild or straight-out rush. It's going to have to be a control rush mm-hmm. where they can't let him get outside of him. They can't let him break contain on their rush. They have to try to keep him in there, keep him bottled up. Even if you don't get him down or you can't get sacks or hits on him, you got to keep him bottled up because once he breaks contain, not only can he kill you with his legs, but now he's a very, very good passer. So Lamar is looking to get that ball downfield on the explosive plays once he breaks contain or buy more time. So it's going to be important when we rush. You got to rush under control when you rush that guy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where this game is going to be won or lost, in the trenches defensively, trying to keep him wrapped up, because if he gets outside, you're going to have some real problems. And if that defensive line can stay home, I think that's going to be absolutely massive for this team. Offensively, I mean, we know what they're about. I thought the O-line played a lot better last week, and that's going to bode well for them going into Monday night.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's one of the keys for us. We have to be able to run the ball. And when you run the ball well, that means you're controlling the line of scrimmage, Chris. And, you know, Madubuike, we don't know if he's going to play. He's one of the more outstanding defensive tackles in this league. But I'm watching Roquan Smith. He's a very good linebacker. I'm watching Marlon Humphreys, a very all-pro safety. They have some guys on that side of the ball. So it's going to be important for our frontline guys to almost have a repeat performance like we had against Chicago, especially our young guys in the middle of the O-line.
You said you want them to take the ball and immediately, you know, run the ball down the field. Do you think the offense needs to put up a lot of points?
I think so, Jamie, because they're so explosive. I just really think Baltimore is one of the more explosive teams. Look, what did they put up, like 40 against Buffalo and still lost the game?
41.
Then you turn around against the Cleveland Browns the following week and you put up 41. So,
right.
You know, they have an explosive offense. I don't know if we'll be able to stop them for 60 minutes. So, like we always say up there, if they start shooting, we got to get to shooting too. We have to be able to put up explosive plays and points.
It's a Monday night game, low. The fans, I'm sure, will be traveling as they always do. You expect to see a lot of Honolulu blue and silver in the stands?
Yeah. It will be a lot of Honolulu blue in the stands. You know, our fans have been awesome, man, with the takeover and everything. You know, and it's going to be great. You know, Baltimore fans, they don't give up their tickets very easily. So, you know, it's going to be hard for our fans to infiltrate the enemy territory.
Yeah.
But I expect to see some Honolulu blue and silver out there.
All right. As Lomas always says, get to shooting. Thank you, Lomas.
Thanks.
You got it. Lomas Brown.